Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Stacy Haas from Marion County Public Health about the movie Paper Tigers being screened at the Marion County Public Health Department on April 27th. What exactly Paper Tigers is and why people should come out and see it.
Yes, Paper Tigers is a documentary that focuses on an alternative school in Walla Walla, Washington, and it really impacts and shows what the school there did to really overcome some negative barriers that they were facing, which included very high dropout rates and very low graduation rates. And Paper Tigers kind of gets its name from the fact that many teens that are in a very stressful situation can't tell the difference between a real tiger and a paper tiger.
Now, when is this going to be screened here at the Marion County Public Health? And who would you like to see come out and be a part of the screening and then the following discussion?
Yes, the screening will be on Thursday, April 27th at 6 p.m. here at the Marion County Public Health Building. And really the demographic we're trying to reach is anyone that has contact with a child. So it is a documentary, so we're focusing on that adult population. But because of the strong language and the kind of content that's in the film, we really target it towards that adult population. But really anybody that wants to have a positive impact on a child, I encourage to come out and see the film and kind of get an intake on what some students' lives may really be like.
So what are the reasons why this is, first of all, is this movie or documentary something that's taking foot in the United States and people are learning more about, or is it just come out recently, and why should people really be wanting to come out and see this?
Sure. The film has kind of been around since 2014, but really kind of the reasons to come out is there's been a lot of study and research done recently on a movement called ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences, and it's something that's talked about in the film. And here, specifically for Marion County, our population has an ACE score of 9% of our population has an ACE score of 4 or more. And an ACE score are basically traumatic events that have happened in a person's life before they turn 18. And really kind of shows that correlation of how those negative traumatic events really do impact their life as an adult. And so we're trying to kind of bring awareness to help reduce our ACE score in our population and also kind of helping teens in our community build that resiliency so they can become productive adults and citizens in our community.
Now, speaking of that ACE score you just mentioned, how is that ACE score determined exactly?
Yes, an ACE score is determined based on a questionnaire screen that a person would take that has 10 questions, and it looks at things that have happened in a child's life before they turn 18, which includes having a parent that's maybe been incarcerated, substance abuse, mental and emotional things in the home that have occurred with parents. So it really kind of takes all those negative factors that could impact a child and really puts that into perspective. And then a study was done to show what those negative, having those things happen in their lives, what the negative outcome is from those.
Now, after the screening on the 27th, you'll be doing a discussion. What is the discussion? Is that going to be kind of more of an open discussion, or is it kind of a presentation? And then what are you hoping to get out of that discussion?
Yes, it's an open discussion that kind of goes over what people kind of felt they learned from the film. And then also as a community, what we can do to help maybe some of those teens that are struggling with certain things in their lives or also impacting students so they don't have as high of an ACE score. So what can we do to kind of help? My take from the film is really that connections matter, and so that we all can have an impact on a child. And so that's what I hope others can come out and experience and see what they maybe could do to impact a child positively.
Now, if people want to come out to this screening, is there anything they have to do, or is there a website or maybe Facebook that they can go to find more information?
They don't have to do anything to register. Just show up. There is going to be more information out on the Marion County Public Health Facebook page, so look for information there. As well as if they want more information on ACEs specifically in the film, they can go to iowaaces360.com.
Now, is there anything else you want Marion County listeners to know about the screening of Paper Tigers?
I'm just encouraging them to kind of come out and see what the impact is for some students' lives and maybe what we can positively do as a community to help students in our community.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.